Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We're going to be talking now about Wikipedia, and it's fascinating how this theme just seems to be being pulled through to so many aspects of what we're speaking about, which is language, it's truth, it is manipulation. And that makes this conversation even more valid. So we all know about Wikipedia. It's probably the world's biggest reference site, and it has shown up in for years as Google's one of the most searched for sites on Google. But there's been a battle, and we have seen this. If you follow the Israel story, there has been a battle about authorship and ownership and facts, because facts now are not as simple, maybe, as they used to be. To help us unpack this, we are joined by Professor Bill Kohlbrenner. He's a professor of English at Bar-Ilan University. He's also the executive director of Writing on the Wall. And he's been looking closely at how Wikipedia shapes and sometimes distorts public understanding. Professor Bill Kohlbrenner, good morning. Thank you for joining us. I hope you are well.
Good morning to you.
And how is Byron treating you? And I don't mean the poet.
Well, as many of your listeners will know, we were ready for the catastrophic storm. Howard, nothing here is
simple. I called it.
Even a weather. Mm. Yeah, you did call it. I mean, yesterday I took photographs for the chair of my department because there was a discussion about whether we should go in from Jerusalem. And it was really like a brochure picture day. It was so beautiful outside. So, you know.
No storm called Byron could do any real damage. I'm sorry, Byron is a over middle-aged white guy who lives in the suburbs. He doesn't harm anybody. Just leave him.
What's in a name, Howard? Mm-hmm. And just getting to Wikipedia. So the latest dispute, and I think you're right in saying it's a battlefield, Wikipedia. I was going to start off by saying it's really a cesspool of anti-Semitism. The latest is that a entry put in by Dan Sherman, the brother of Ron Sherman, somebody who was killed during the Gaza War. It was deleted from Wikipedia. It made the news in Jerusalem Post. I'm going to be a little bit contrarian here and say really that is not an example of something we should be outraged about. I mean, I think there's some systemic anti-Semitism functioning there. But the brother said, I wanted to make a commemoration for my brother. And that's not what Wikipedia is for. In fact, that's like a signal to Wikipedia that we're not going to put this up. Having said that, you know, when you start to think about the history of what Wikipedia has done in relationship to Israel, I mean, I just was one of my favorites is the misinformation and the Gaza genocide that is just a potpourri of misinformation and Jew hatred. But a good example is the Al Ali Arab Hospital explosion that was on October 17, 2023. And, you know, that was the event which was immediately reported as 500 people were killed. And then it turned out there were 30. The hospital was intact. It was not Israeli munitions. It was Arab munitions. And the Wikipedia article says they originally reported 500, and they corrected it later to 471 and 30 injured. That is, they replace a lie by a better lie because they say that the first thing was, in fact, misinformation, but it's on the same continuum of misinformation. And what happens here, Howard, I didn't really know this to the extent to which it's the editors who fight over these different kinds of articles. There were, in 2024, the ADL reported that there were 30 activist, pro-Palestinian, anti-Zionist editors on Wikipedia. And not only that, they were communicating with one another. That is, I mean, I don't like to talk about conspiracies, but this was an active conspiracy. And they made, I think, over a million changes in their various pages that they were administering. That is, so there is misinformation. I mean, you can see the Israel, Land of Israel is now associated with the Jewish people. In the first article about the Jews, or it's constantly fighting, they took out Land of Israel as if that's not who we are. It's not part of our identity. So there's so many places, Howard, where, I mean, Ron, you know, he is being erased, and the systemic part of it is that one of the criteria that Wikipedia uses is newsworthiness. Now, of course, Ron's story is not going to be in America or in Europe and in other places because the coverage of the Gaza war has been so biased against Israel. And I think what this instance points out is that bias can come through omission, through erasure, through silencing. And I think that's how everything you talk about, I mean, even like the Hitler issue, it's a way of kind of taking the discourse that is so important to our identity and saying, well, it doesn't matter anymore. We're just going to erase you. Hitler's just another quirky guy.
So what's fascinating to me is that, and we see this all the time, that and there's a theme that the anti-Israel movement doesn't care about the host. In other words, if Wikipedia has to be destroyed in the process, they don't particularly care. But Wikipedia should care. Eurovision, for example, is being destroyed by the anti-Israel movement. Now, it's very difficult for them. It's a completely different subject, but it's the same thing. We see festivals and conferences where actually the anti-Israel movement is quite happy to destroy it for the sake of harming Israel. Surely here, Wikipedia themselves have got to say, hold on a minute. If we are losing our credibility over this, we've got a problem because, and Wikipedia has, whereas a couple of years ago, I might have thought that, Wikipedia is at least accurate, if not, not a great source, but it's still accurate. Now I would never look at Wikipedia because I've got no idea. So they're allowing their whole brand, which is all they have really, to be destroyed. Surely they need to take it seriously.
You know, Howard, you're just a very, very educated and discerning listener and viewer. And part of the problem is that most of us aren't, and we look at Wikipedia as a neutral agent. And I think you're 100% right. And this is a strategy that's not only in the media. I mean, we always think, just following, let's say, for example, what happened at Columbia, that people that they'll pull back, that they'll stop. They went too far this time. There's no going too far. The going too far, it's like Mamdani, I think, the candidate elect in New York City for mayor. It's the same way
But
in which
Columbia,
they
Harvard, these
infiltrated such.
places have actually allowed their own cell themselves to be destroyed.
Well, listen, starting in the 70s, people talked about the death of civilization and the death of culture and the death of Europe. And now it's really, we see Europe, it's the assisted suicide of Europe and of America and of all of these places. And the anti-Israel, anti-Zionists, they're the tip of the spear for everybody else in that with the assisted suicide. Because they don't really, the Christian Europe doesn't have the co-op, doesn't have the strength for it. The Muslims do, that's for sure.
So what happens with Wikipedia now? Just to get back to that in the 2 minutes that we have, where does it go from here? Are they showing any form of intention to take control over accuracy of information?
I think at times, because there are times like this where their policies become clear, and they gain a lot of attention. But I think the problem is, Howard, it's like fighting anti-Zionism online. It's, they're billi they're it's they're just many, many more of them than there are of us. And a lot of this really is, as you said, a battlefield with strategy. And one of their strategies is just overwhelm, overpower, and try to conquer.
Fascinating. What do you think? 0618951019. What is the solution to the Wikipedia conundrum? Let me know if you can figure it out, Professor Bill Kolbrenner. Thank you, as always.